chapter 4. We're focusing in on verse 13, which we read a while ago. But let me give you the background. There's some preaching going on. Amen. You always get excited when there's singing going on. There's some preaching going on. Carrie always comes up with one at that right moment. And here the preaching's going on. Peter and John are sharing, and there are a lot of people gathered around. There is actually some understanding taking place. And the religious aren't too happy about it. It's just plain talk. That's what they're doing. They're sharing the word of God, and people are really excited to hear. And the religious say, enough's enough. So they take them into custody. Now imagine you're having a great day, you're sharing Jesus, and you get thrown into jail. Would that ruin your day? Now, in church, we'd always say, oh, no, that would be awesome. But away from church, I don't think I'd like jail. I've told you before, I don't look good in that kind of orange that they wear in jail. But that's where they go. They're kept there overnight. And then the next day, as the group of leaders, they bring them right to the center. And they're really upset with them. Because what they were sharing had produced fruit. Now, before we get into the specifics, ask yourself this question. What fruit am I producing? What fruit am I producing? Is my life lived in such a way that people understand there is this dunamis power? There's the power of God that lives inside of us. Think to the words of that song. The reality that we live not being conquered, regardless of what ISIS does, or Russia, or Iran, or Iraq, or our own government, regardless of whether you get wiped out financially, struck down medically, you're more than a conqueror if you're in Jesus Christ. And we should live as such. Maybe we need to do a little holy strut. You know, social media can be a dangerous thing. And JT has teamed up with Carolyn Cooch to try and get your pastor to dance. Got to do is look at this body and say, no, ain't going to happen. But he tagged. I got tagged in this post that had this guy dancing to I'll Fly Away, wasn't it? Happy Day. Oh, Happy Day. And he was getting it. My legs don't work that way. I've been Baptist too long. Y'all know Elvis was a Baptist, right? That's why he only got one leg to move when he did it. Yes, we are in church. This old boy in this video is dancing. And he's doing it right. I mean, he's doing it right. And I just got tickled. But I often think, you know, if people are supposed to meet Jesus By the way, most of us live our lives in the attitudes that we have and the facial expressions that we have. And there's no reason to accept Jesus because we look plumb miserable half the time, don't we? And yet, the Bible says we in Christ Jesus, the only way this is true is for you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, don't miss that. Everything I'm saying to you today, it is of no worth to you if you do not know Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, that just simply says if you don't know him, you need to. And that's why we're here. And everybody here would love for you to meet Jesus. Because when you meet Jesus, he changes you. You say, well, okay, well, you just said there's a lot of people look like they haven't been changed. Because we don't live in the victory that's been given to us. I was trying to get Mickey ready for church a while ago. And I gave him this illustration about something else, but I was going to use it today for this reason. I listened to a little bit of Coach Jones's coaching clinic yesterday. And he made a statement up at Carson Newman, had all these coaches up there. He made a statement that is so true. So true. And I didn't know they'd ever done a study. You know, they do studies on everything now. Have you noticed that? I mean, there's study after study after study after study. Well, they've done a study on this one particular thing that just blew me away. And that is the sports teams that show emotion, that do the chest pound and the jumping up and all that kind of stuff, have a higher winning percentage than the teams that don't. And I got news for you. The churches that sit like a bunch of dead wood don't have a very good winning percentage either. The churches that are excited about who lives inside of them, the churches that are excited about whom they serve, the churches that live the reality of Christ in them overcoming, they're the ones that get a big winning percentage. They're the ones that see God do incredible things. Why? Because if it's real, it's going to be lived out. Now think about that. These two guys are just talking to a group of people. They're sharing God's word with them. And verse 13 describes not only what happened with the big, large group, but also when the two guys were put into the center of all the religious people. And it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained. I want you to think about that. Uneducated and untrained. They marveled. On your outline, when we spend time with Jesus, number one, other people will see the effects. If you do not have fruit being produced out of your life, you're going to become so self-conscious, so self-absorbed, that nothing's going to satisfy you, and you will do all kinds of things to try and have some kind of a false spirituality. You know, the Pharisees tried that. And then the result is you're going to end up empty and think, what happened? But when you're like John and Peter, and you're not educated and you're not trained, but you just spent time with Jesus, other people are going to see the effect of that. If you'll just write down verse 4, you discover that 5,000 heard and believed. However, many of those who heard the word believed. And the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Now think about that. Think about that. Two guys just talking. John and Peter just sharing Jesus. The religious crowd wasn't happy. They weren't doing it right. But they had been with Jesus. And therefore, when they shared Jesus, it was obvious. And about 5,000 believed Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want you to think about that. Why is it that we are allowing people to change us instead of us changing people? You ever thought about that? Why is it that in Christianity, it's so common now that the weakest denominator, those who don't walk with Jesus all the time, and that doesn't mean they lose their salvation, but those who just struggle, who don't read the Word of God, who don't seek out God, who aren't praying every day, who aren't seeking to bear fruit in the hearts and lives of other people, those that are just sort of getting by drag everybody down to them. And yet, biblically, when you're with Jesus, you drag everybody up to Him. That's the difference. You say, well, this is the way my family's always done it. I told you last week, God forbid we become holy rollers. What's a holy roller anyway? I just thought it's a person that rolls that way. Now, think about it. Are you being changed by people? Or are you changing people? Do you even care if you're bearing fruit? I've said this over and over again. Forget going to the hill if you don't want to reach people. Did you hear me? There's no point in us going to the hill if you don't want to reach people. Somebody asked the other day, we were in a meeting and said, well, preacher, how big you think phase two is going to be? I said, I don't know. I had it designed in my head, and I think it's too small. Well, how big you think that church is going to get? Two old boys were just talking, and 5,000 got saved. If we get with Jesus, who knows? True. Problem is, people don't think that way. They don't live that way. Take it out of the church setting for a second. Put it into your personal life setting. Do people know when you interact with them that you've been with Jesus? Do they know that? Do they see that in your life? 5,000 saw it in these two guys. Now, what happened to these two guys? They got thrown in jail. You say, well, if we get with Jesus, you think we'll be thrown in jail? It's possible. Look around. It's possible. But hey, jail's not so bad after all, is it? I hadn't been there, but last time I said that, I found out there were about 3 or 4 in here that had, and I'm not going to mention them by name, but I have talked to them to see if I could get an understanding of what it's going to be like, because I promise you this, if Jesus doesn't come back real, real soon, the day will be here when those who do love Him, who serve Him, will be thrown into jail for doing that. And that's okay. We'll have church in jail. They can't leave. Captive audience. Utilities paid for by the state. We can handle it. Dinner on the table every week with the jail service. Do people see that you've been with Jesus? Now look at number 2. Our actions will go beyond our human abilities. Our actions will go beyond our human abilities. I think sometimes we just simply sell ourselves too short. We don't push to get out on the limb. We definitely don't push to get out on the leaf. And what about on the edge of the leaf? Well, that's a little scary. And we think, well, I don't have this ability and I don't have this personality. And we have all the excuses. But here's two guys, Peter and John. And the Bible was very specific. Remember, we read it. They were uneducated and they were untrained men. Now, when they went and got them from the jail and brought them to their big, huge crowd, put them in the center. In other words, that was the place of interrogation. The heat was turned up. And it was obvious that these two guys were being scrutinized. It was obvious that they were not necessarily the most intellectuals of the crowd. And yet, watch what happens in verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means has he been made well? Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the what? The chief cornerstone." Now, here's what happened. They're putting them through the question and answer. And Peter just gives a brilliant, in-your-face answer. He didn't get emotional. He didn't panic. He just said, "Here's how it works." And did you notice he jabbed them a little bit? That you rejected? That you didn't build upon? You see, when you hang out with Jesus, your abilities should go beyond what is humanly possible. Now, if you've got children or grandchildren, you need to raise them that way. And if you haven't so far, that's okay. Just start doing it now. I got news for you. The dumbing down of America has not only happened in all of our junk about what we do with sports and school and all that stuff, but we in churches have quit challenging people to get beyond their human abilities. That's why there are fewer, listen to me, there are fewer being called into ministry today. There are even far fewer being called to the mission field today because we just don't want to put them out there. I'd rather be out there with God than be in a safe human position without God. Think about that. Our actions will go beyond our human abilities. Peter was not this great orator. Peter was not an intellectual thinker, nor was he one to give a speech. And yet, they get asked, and boom. What's the very first thing it says in verse 8? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that makes some people nervous. We need to get over that. If you're nervous about the Holy Spirit, then you're saying you're nervous about God. Now, if you're nervous because some people may exaggerate or abuse that, well, man's not supposed to dictate our spiritual experience. So don't be nervous about being filled with the Holy Spirit, because I got news for you. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ, the Bible says he filled you up. So you got him whether you know it or not. Why not use him? What he's saying is understand who lives inside of you. Peter had a moment of incredible difficulty. Just let God speak through him. And he spoke in such a way that our main verse here, verse 13, says they had to marvel at what they saw. Why? Because their actions went beyond their training and their education. And they couldn't get it. They couldn't understand it. Where are your actions? Do you give your actions an opportunity to go beyond your abilities, or do you give excuses so you just stay comfortable? Where are you? What do others see from your actions? You know, isn't it ironic that with all of the technology and the education that we've had in America, we are seeing in third world countries today Christians step up, stand up, more so than we probably ever dreamed we could. And they haven't had what we've had. Makes me a little nervous. You see, they've been with Jesus. What have we been doing? What have we been doing? John and Peter, they had been with Jesus. And when all of the intellects came together, the religious people were there. Left them marveled. They were stunned. They were shocked. How in the world? Listen, I got news for you. You don't have to be sexy to be right with Jesus. That's a t-shirt. We've turned Christianity into a look. You know, we got to be sexy and we got to be hip. We got to be cool. No, you don't. Jesus made us all different. Have you noticed? Thank God he did, right? Can you imagine two Roy Mintons? That's a scary thought. He made us unique to just simply hang out in fellowship with him and to turn around and let other people see the results of that. If there's one thing that gets your pastor just really, well, we're in church, really spiritually upset, it's that I see too many Christians all over the place letting people change them instead of us Christians changing other people. And we're just so scared that we can't do it. Truth is, we can't, but God can. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than... And then Paul said, I can do all things who strengthens me. That doesn't mean just get through your problems. That means literally do what God placed you here to do. To have a life that God created for you to have, that he says is more abundant. Now, what does it mean to be more abundant? It means beyond happy. It means total joy, fulfilled, content, doing what God wants done. And you don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to talk a certain way. You don't have to act a certain way. I've been telling you ever since January 1, you're going to hear this word. Just be authentic. Be authentic with God and be authentic with others. And watch what happens. Then look at number 3. When we spend time with Jesus, our lives will be mirrors of Jesus. People will look at us and instead of seeing us, they'll see him. That's why this whole section closes out in verse 12 when he says in verse 11 that this was the stone that was rejected by you builders, the chief cornerstone, the fact that you can't build and have it last without this stone. Then he says, nor is there salvation in any other, in verse 12. No other name under heaven given whereby men can be saved. In other words, when you hang out with Jesus, they'll see Jesus. And that's how people accept Jesus. We've tried to manufacture it. We've tried, well, let's just do what we think he'll like. Let's just do what we think is good. How about just hanging out with him? Giving off the reflection of him and letting him take care of it. Letting him change lives instead of others changing us. One of the messages that I listened to as I was studying this passage was preached by one of the greatest preachers of all time, and that was Adrian Rogers. Now, he had about 7 other points, as only Adrian could do, but it was the title that I really liked, Holy Boldness. And when you look at this scenario, Peter and John just sharing Jesus, first with a crowd, and almost 5,000 get saved, thereabouts. You know, it was a Baptist. It was not a Baptist counting, because a Baptist would have said 5,001. It was somebody else said about 5,000. About 5,000. And then even the intellects were left stumped, marveled at what was going on. Because these two guys were doing beyond what was humanly possible.